David Graves is selling his honey and jam at the 79th Street Green Market. Graves is in his mid-70s. He's wearing a black knit cap pulled low. Deep lines stretch across his forehead and around his eyes. One shopper asks where the honey comes from.
Well, that comes from rooftops here in Manhattan. This summer, I extracted some from 107th in Amsterdam.
Graves became the first rooftop beekeeper in New York City nearly 30 years ago. His first hive grew to 25 hives across the city, from Harlem to near Yankee Stadium. Now, he sells his products at green markets under the name Berkshire Berries.
Good. I know you from somewhere.
I gave you a bunch of bottles last week.
I remember you.
Graves' days at the farmer's market are filled with conversations like this one. Some customers have been coming for years, others for their whole lives. He stands behind a table filled with jars. He's got strawberry jam, wild blueberry ginger, green pepper, berry hot garlic, and of course, honey, including his New York City rooftop magic variety.
Yeah. Our friend is a beekeeper.
In Long Island. Oh, yeah. That's nice. How is bees doing? Have you heard?
I think he had a hard time.
Yeah, it was a drought this summer.
Yep.
It wasn't easy. I've heard a lot of that.
These days, beekeeping is only getting harder. Climate change is causing plants to bloom at the wrong time, creating a mismatch with bee activity and foraging schedules. Not to mention the rise of pesticide-resistant mites that spread viruses. Last winter was catastrophic for beekeepers across the country. Between June and January 2024, more than 60% of commercial honeybee colonies in the U.S. died. It was the largest die-off that we know of. Small-scale beekeepers like Graves are also feeling the effects.
Honey is a good seller, but I couldn't count on it. I couldn't make a living at it, just selling honey, unless I had bigger jars. I'd have to have a lot more hives. You're talking a couple hundred hives. But even then, it's a real gamble. The bees are having a tough time, so it's difficult to produce a lot of honey when the bees are dying.
Today, Graves is down to 5 hives around the city. On a crisp Wednesday morning in mid-November, Graves heads from his stand at Union Square to check on his hive on Great Jones Street. He's changed out of his steel-toed boots into his running shoes for the walk.
I have a blocked artery, but I'm treated with medication. And the doctors say, since I'm so active, that's a good thing to avoid bypass surgery or a stent. So this walk is actually good for me.
20 minutes later, we reach a gray and beige building, number 43. It sits across from an old firehouse.
There you go. They didn't change the lock.
We head up the stairs. 7 flights.
That's a honeybee hive right there. Hopefully there's some honey in there.
The hive sits on a far corner of the roof. It has 3 layers, weathered wood painted red, white, and blue. It's weighted down by red bricks. But Graves isn't sure about the status of the hive. Sometimes all the bees just leave, and nobody's really sure why.
I'm just going to take these bricks off.
Graves starts opening up the hive.
I just see a bee. And I give him a little knock to let him know I'm there.
It's like he's visiting an old friend.
Oh yeah, there's a couple honeybees right there. There's another honeybee right there. So this hive is still alive. They do have honey, and here, I'll let you taste it. I can tell this is not weed because the way it's dark, it's really good. You want to try it?
Yeah. That's so good. Graves takes in the hive.
I'm handing them very gentle.
It's a little hard to hear over the wind, but it's buzzing, alive.
That's a lot of honey right there.
Inside, there's 10 to 13,000 bees, he figures.
Well, right now, I know my blood pressure is down to about 110 over 70. That's a good thing, because I forget about everything when I'm up here.
The last few years haven't been easy for Graves. Just 3 years ago, he lost his wife, Mary. At the same time, he was diagnosed with heart disease.
There is a term for it. It's called broken heart.
And finances have been tight. Graves has had to cut costs. He cut off his phone line and got rid of his DirecTV subscription. Now, when he stays in Manhattan for the night between markets, he sleeps in his truck instead of a hotel. But it's his wife who gets him through.
I pray to her all the time, especially if I, no pun intended, get in a jam. And I usually get out of it. I don't ask her for money. I just ask her for determination. Just say, give me determination.
This episode was written and produced by me, Alice Harrison. Onomatopoeia Sounds Like New York is a production of the Columbia Graduate School of Journalism.